Thank you for arguing. What Aristotle, Lincoln, and Homer Simpson can teach us about the art of persuasion. By Jay Heinrichs. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2007 by Jay Heinrichs. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Three Rivers Press, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. Few people can say that John Quincy Adams changed their lives. Those who can are wise to keep it to themselves. Friends tell me I should also avoid writing about my passion for rhetoric, the 3,000-year-old art of persuasion. John Quincy Adams changed my life by introducing me to rhetoric. Sorry. Years ago, I was wandering through Dartmouth College's library for no particular reason, flipping through books at random, and in a dim corner of the stacks I found a large section on rhetoric, the art of persuasion. A dusty maroon-red volume attributed to Adams sat at eye level. I flipped it open and felt like an indoor Coronado. Here lay treasure. The volume contained a set of rhetorical lectures that Adams taught to undergraduates at Harvard College from 1805 to 1809, when he was a United States senator commuting between Massachusetts and Washington. In his first class, the paunchy, balding 38-year-old urged his goggling adolescents to catch from the relics of ancient oratory those unresisted powers which mold the mind of man to the will of the speaker and yield the guidance of the nation to the dominion of the voice. To me, that sounded...